Poor people feeling it every day. All over the world, people pray and pray and pray, hoping for better days. See, whoa, whoa, yeah.
Poor people shall deliver.
Whoa,
someday.
Whoa, whoa, yeah. I couldn't take another day under this condition.
Who could I take it?
Poor people feeling it, so there should be a solution.
Year to year.
Mothers and fathers are crying every day. So there has got to be a better way.
I hear me for the man tell some of the man. You say the poor shall poorer than poor. Say the poor always get poorer some more. Say the rich I get richer than rich. Them a drive pens and under civics.
Yeah, kicking off this week's broadcast of Radio Resistance Chesterfield. Going out to Tim at Derbyshire Unemployed Workers Centre. That's The Sound of Culture, Condition Poorer. And have we got an action-packed programme for you again tonight. But next up, we've got The Sound of Billy Bragg. Track entitled Between the Wars.
I was a miner, I was a docker, I was a railwayman between the wars. I raised a family in time of austerity with sweat at the foundry between the wars. I paid the union, and as times got harder, I looked to the government to help the working man. But they brought prosperity down at the armory. We're arming for peace, me boys, between the wars. faith, and I kept vouching not for the iron fish, but for the helping hand. For this is a land with a wall around it, and mine is a faith in my fellow man. This is a land of hope and glory. Mine is the green field and the factory floor. These are the skies all dark with bombers, and mine is the peace we knew between the wars. Call up the craftsman, bring me the draftsman, build me a path from cradle to grave, and I'll give my consent to any government that does not deny a man a living wage. Go find the young men, never to fight again. Bring up the banners from the days gone by. Sweet moderation, hearts of this nation, desert us not, we are between the wars.
Yes, how though, Billy Bragg, Between the Wars. Now, the front page of this week's Socialist Worker goes on how the steel industry and the communities built on it are on the brink, and without a real fight, risk going under completely. Now, back on October 4th, Unite leader Len McCluskey spoke of the need to save steel workers' jobs.
But you know, it is, for me, important today to recognise our workers from Red Cross Steel Factory. And I know all of you would want to send your solidarity to those workers and their communities fighting for a future. You know, the Prime Minister, he's pretty good at telling jokes. He reckons that the Conservatives are the Workers' Party. Really? Well, if he is, I say this to him. Step in now and save Redcar Steel Plant. Because, sisters and brothers, that's exactly what the French government have done, and it's exactly what the Italian government done when this announcement was made. If it's good enough for Italian steel workers, where's our government for our steel workers?
So there you have it, and this is all the more important now, as the steel jobs massacre didn't stop at Redcar. As Socialist Worker continues, some 900 jobs are to go at Tata Steel in Scunthorpe alone. Tata also proposes to close its sites at Clydebridge and Dalzell. Now Caparo Industries is going into administration, threatening another 1,700 jobs. Other firms are already looking at layoffs or closures. Now, on its own, this is terrible, but to make matters worse, for every worker directly employed at the steelworks, another 4 or 5 local jobs depend on it. Sounds very similar to the mining industry back in day. I mean, when Tories shut the coal mines back in 80s and early 90s, entire communities were devastated, including many villages near Chesterfield, including my home village of Clown. As Socialist Worker continues, the greed of bosses who were happy to take profits in the good times, then put the cost of their crisis onto workers, is appalling. So is the failure to act. David Cameron has hidden behind European Union rules to say his government is doing everything we can, while doing more or less exactly nothing. The government's summit for steel in Rotherham on Friday of last week was little more than a talking shop. So, how do we save the steel workers' jobs? Well, some unions have urged import controls against China, who they accuse of dumping steel onto the market. But, As far as the markets are concerned, excess capacity in global steel production needs to be cut back. Import controls don't change this. At most, they can spare workers in one country at the expense of those in another. This competition on national lines puts workers in a race to the bottom that only the bosses can win. And besides, as the low steel prices are caused by what Marx called an epidemic of overproduction, they won't last forever. So, even from a capitalistic point of view, it is in the best interest to nationalise the steelworks to keep them going. And it's certainly in the best interest of the workers. So, how do we go about achieving this from a Tory government that's gung-ho about privatisation and against any state intervention in market? Well, Socialist Worker explains that workers need their unions to lead a fight over jobs. The main steel unions, Unite, Community, GMB and UCAT, could book hundreds of coaches for a mass demonstration. The tens of thousands of people directly affected by the cuts, and everyone who supports them, could be called on to march on Whitehall. Now, so far, sadly, the union bureaucracy seems to have almost given up without a fight. So it's up to the workers themselves to put pressure on their unions, and for unions in the workplace to be prepared to act independently of their union leaders and take unofficial action if necessary. Workers could hit hardest in the workplace. When faced with the threat of closure in 2009, Ford workers at Ford Vistian refused to leave. No one saw their occupation coming, and Vistian workers forced major concessions from one of the world's biggest companies. If steel workers took hold of a furnace and occupied the plant, it would put them in control. Such a struggle could galvanise huge public support and force the government to nationalise the industry. After all, I'll leave the last word to Socialist Worker, steel workers deserve better than being written off without a fight. And now back to the music, here's the sound of Grace Petrie and the Benefits Culture, the Redundancy Hymn.
I guess it's all the same to you. The same to you. 'Cause it's 1 hour, 1 in. It's the redundancy hymn. Cast somebody else in my role. I'll say good luck to him. This is now, that was then, and forevermore, amen. Cast somebody else in my role. I will say good luck to them. And I will say good luck to them. And I will say good luck to them. Better staff. Don't make me laugh. It's worn out, worn in. It's the redundancy in. But I'd rather be up on the scrap heap than in the recycle bin. And to all of you replacements, deep down you know you'll never win. One day you'll be here sitting next to me, so get ready to sing. The redundancy. It's worn out, worn in. It's the redundancy. Cast somebody else in my role and I'll say good luck to him. This is now, that was then, and forevermore, amen. Cast somebody else in my role and I'll say good luck to them. Good luck to them. Good luck to them. Good luck to them. And I'll say good luck to them. And I'll say good luck to them. And I'll say good luck to them.
This is Radio Resistance News, brought to you courtesy of Socialist Worker newspaper. The steel industry and the communities built on it are on the brink, and without a real fight, risk going under completely. This will have a much bigger knock-on effect. Steel is an industry whole communities are built on, as mining once was. If steel workers took hold of a furnace and occupied the plant, it would put them in control. Steel workers deserve better than being written off without a fight. Refugees and anti-racist activists joined forces at Britain's border in Calais last Saturday. More than 1,000 people marched from the jungle camp to the terminal of the port, chanting "Refugees welcome" and "Open the border" as part of a trip by Stand Up to Racism. Jeremy Corbyn's supporters plan to build on the success of his election campaign, but they face challenges inside the party as well as outside. Tension between the left and right is clear in constituency Labour Party meetings. The US knew the target of a bombing raid in Afghanistan was a hospital days before the attack took place on 3rd of October. Leaks have revealed that special operations officers had been gathering intelligence on the hospital for some time. Also in this week's Socialist Worker, mass action is needed to beat the Tories' trade union bill. The Anjara bombings underlined that the troubled relationship between the Kurds and the Turkish state is close to the heart of the rapidly deteriorating crisis in the Middle East. Saudi Arabia is notorious for its human rights abuses, its treatment of women and migrant workers, yet it enjoys a cosy relationship with Britain's rulers. Saturday saw a mass protest of junior doctors in London as revolt against new contracts grows. A feature on the demolitions of Glasgow's iconic Red Road flats as part of the establishment's war on social housing. A feature on Clara Zetkin's contribution to women's liberation. And a review of The Black Panthers, Vanguard of the Revolution documentary. You can read Socialist Worker online at www.socialistworker.co.uk. That's www.socialistworker.co.uk. Or you can buy your copy of Socialist Worker in Chesterfield Town Centre each Saturday outside Primark from 11am through till 12:30pm. Or from the SWP Chesterfield branch meetings each Thursday night from 7:30pm downstairs in Chesterfield Library, and to Bike Cafe Browser entrance on Beatwell Street, down steps front main entrance. Or you can get socialist worker delivered. For more details, phone or text 07919 486101. That's 07919 486101. Or email swpchesterfield@tesco.net. That's swpchesterfield@tesco.net.
Socialist Worker is your paper.
Buy it, read it, sell it.
Yeah, the sound there of Lucy Ward. Lord, I don't want to die in the storm. Now, those who were listening to Jeremy Vine on BBC Radio 2 this dinner time will have heard the sorry spectacle of a woman scientist from a fracking company. Now, I do mean a fracking company. Who, no doubt due to sour grapes that more women are understandably against her beloved fracking than for it, has given the utterly sexist statement that women don't understand fracking. Well, up next is a woman who almost certainly knows more than I ever will about fracking, and plenty, not just about ecological issues, but about social welfare issues in general. I am, of course, talking about Natalie Bennett, the Green Party leader, who spoke in Manchester the day after the October 4th demo at Manchester Cathedral.
Michael Gove. Sorry. This is a man who has caused havoc in our schools to the point where half of our teachers are now thinking of leaving the profession. And he's turned our schools into exam factories. You know, when I speak to groups of students, as you'd expect, the Green Party policy of free university tuition fees is very popular. But actually, even more popular with many groups is when I say we need an education for life, not an education for exams. Not exams. But you know what Michael Gove's doing now? He's taken over probation service, which is already being privatised, causing absolute chaos. And now he's continuing on the prisons. And actually, there is objective evidence showing that private prisons are much worse than the publicly owned and publicly run prisons. But he wants to privatise more of them. And now all kinds of outsourcing and privatisation of public services is wrong. But there is something particularly pernicious when the coercive power of the state is put into private hands. When we see prisons, policing, probation, all of that handed over, that power of the state handed to private hands. And we need to say very loudly and clearly, the coercive power of the state has to be under democratic control, has to be under democratic oversight, must not be privatized. Now, I think everybody should talk about climate change. It was an absolute disgrace that in the leader debates, in 3.5 hours, I was the only party leader who talked about climate change. The others could not find the space for 2 words to even drop it into a sentence. But what we need to do when we talk about climate change is see that we've got an environmental crisis, an economic crisis, and a social crisis that are all tied together. And we can tackle them together. We can provide solutions like warm, comfortable, affordable, the heat homes to everybody. 100,000 jobs, 9 out of 10 households out of fuel poverty, and cutting carbon emissions. It's a total no-brainer. Public transport, good, affordable, reliable public transport when and where you want it. Clean air, nice streets to walk and cycle on, a far better community. We can tackle climate change, tackle all these problems together, and we can build a society that works for the common good, not just for the few. But I'm going to conclude, because we started on the People's Post. So really, let's focus tonight, particularly on that issue of privatisation, and thinking about the positive. Let's build, rebuild, get rid of this government, and bring back the people's NHS. Let's bring back and we must. And the time is right, because we've been governed for the past few decades by a political philosophy. You can call it neoliberalism, you can call it neo-Thatcherism, I don't care what you call it, you might think of some other words. The fact is, that's dominated, but it's dead, it's falling apart. It rose with Margaret Thatcher, it's going to fall with David Cameron. Let's make it happen!
Natalie Bennett, the Green Party leader, speaking in Manchester back on 5th of October. And on Tuesday, 10th of November, she'll be speaking here in Chesterfield at the Campaign Against Climate Change public meeting, along with Martin Empson, the author of Land and Labour, and a speaker from Kalo Against Gas Extraction. I don't know what sex that speaker's going to be, and I don't think it really matters. I'm sure he or she will be very qualified to talk about the subject. And it's going to be held at the Saints Parish Centre on St Mary's Gate at Chesterfield at 7 p.m. And now back to the music, staying on an environmental theme. Here's the sound of Julian Lennon. Saltwater.
We are a rock revolving around a golden sun. We are a billion children rolled into one. So when I hear about the hole in the sky, salt water wells in my eyes. We climb the highest mountain, we'll make the desert bloom. We're so ingenious we can walk on the moon. But when I hear of how the forests have died, salt water wells in my eyes. I have lived for love, now that's not enough, for the world I love is dying.
And now I'm crying.
And time is not a friend, cause friends we're out of time. And it's slowly passing by, right before our eyes. We light the deepest oceans, send photographs of Mars. We're so enchanted by how clever we are. Why should one baby feel so hungry, she cried. Salt water wells in my eyes. I have lived for love. the day that I die. Salt water wells in my eyes. Salt water wells in my eyes.
Due to technical issues, I'm afraid to say that this broadcast will be split into two parts. The second half of the broadcast will be recorded tomorrow evening. But for now, back to the music. We'll get on with as much as we can. For now, back to the music with the sound of the Horrors. Truth and Justice.
Please let the pack, but they were just
This is Political Climate, your weather forecast for the coming week. Now there's bad news for those on tomorrow's paper sail, as tomorrow morning and throughout the afternoon sees rain, sometimes heavy, in Chesterfield along with a fresh breeze. Temperatures up to 11 degrees. Same goes for Manchester, for those going to the Cader School. So perhaps just as well that's held indoors. Back to, or staying in as the case may be, Chesterfield. Sunday looks dry with some sunny spells. Staying dry but cloudier on Monday. Tuesday and Wednesday see a return to rain or showers. Becoming dry on Thursday but returning to rain on Friday. Maximum temperatures throughout the week look set to be between 11 and 13 degrees. With overnight temperatures in single figures but staying above freezing. But remember, whatever the weather, revolutions have happened in the biting cold of Russia, through to the burning heat of Egypt. So revolution can happen here. So we must be prepared for an upturn in class struggle, just as we're prepared for whatever the weather has to throw at us.
Radio Resistance Chesterfield.
Side.
Yeah, the sound there of the V Faction. You've got the numbers, why don't you use it? Now, like I say, due to issues with the electronic notes, which we work from for the information in the broadcast, which we hope to have sorted by tomorrow, tonight's broadcast is going to be cut a little bit short, but it's not really going to be a short broadcast this week, because this is only part one of two parts. The second part of Radio Resistance Chesterfield's broadcast this week will be recorded tomorrow night. In the meantime, if you'd like to contact us for a request or a dedication, or to give your comment on this week's broadcast, or to comment on any items of interest in the news or in politics or what have you, you can email us at radioresistancechesterfield@yahoo.co.uk. That's radioresistancechesterfield@yahoo.co.uk. Or you can phone or text us on 07928 711 667. That's 07928 711 667. Or you can tweet us or leave a message on Facebook. You can get to our Facebook or Twitter profile from our web space at resistancechesterfield.radio.fm. That's resistancechesterfield.radio.fm. And hope to catch you again tomorrow night, if I don't see you tomorrow in Manchester. But for now, I'm going to sign off with Charlotte Church, live in Manchester, back at the beginning of the month as part of the week of Action Against the Tories, Music Against Austerity. This is Charlotte Church's remake of Delight's Groove Is in the Heart. Catch you tomorrow.